Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we are joined by Dr. Jack Wiley. He is the president and CEO of Jack Wiley Consulting, LLC, and Employee Centricity, LLC. In addition to his business ventures, he's the chief scientific officer at Engage to Excel, where he educates top leadership teams on how their employees currently view their organizational leadership and employee experience and the actions leaders must take to build higher performing organizations. Dr. Wiley, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Happy to be with you. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, tell us about your background in organizational psychology to kick things off.
Right. So I actually didn't expect to get into this field. I was going to be a high school English teacher and basketball coach, but I started taking courses in college that dealt with applied psychology, and that led me into the organizational psychology graduate program at the University of Tennessee. And from there, that was a natural entree into people management and things related to people at work.
Certainly an interesting field, no doubt about that. Now, what is Engage to Excel, and how did you get involved with this?
Right. Engage to Excel is a company that's involved in creating career experiences for employees by serving corporate clients in recruitment, onboarding, employee recognition, management development, employee survey solutions. It's all about helping organizations, the clients of Engage to Excel, find and keep the talent they need to be successful.
Also, I understand you have a book out. Tell our listeners a summary and background of your new book, The Employee-Centric Manager.
Right. So what this book is about is really summarizing global research on what employees most want from their immediate boss. Interestingly enough, this question had not actually been posed in those simplistic terms before. What I was interested in is finding out from the voice of the employee what they most wanted from their immediate boss, and I actually approached this research on a worldwide basis. So the results I'm going to share with you have to do with what employees in 27 countries around the world had to say about what they most wanted from their immediate boss. As it turns out, it really boils down to eight things. Five of these attributes would be considered behaviors. And quite simply, they want their immediate managers to provide support and understanding, that is, to get to know them, be able to help them with their daily activities, be accessible, be considerate, listen to employees. Secondly, to provide recognition, that's the proverbial pat on the back, attaboy, attagirl. Thirdly, was to treat them with dignity and respect. In other words, to see them as people who were there to make a contribution to the success of the organization, want to be treated as an adult who's capable and competent and involved in that way. Number four, to communicate clear performance expectations. This is about defining what the manager means by successful performance. And number five, to reward performance contributions. This comes not only through fair comp, but also through training and development opportunities as a display of reward. Now, there is one skill that that employees most want from their immediate manager, and that is that they be good, they be skilled, they be excellent at problem solving and decision making. This is going to make life a lot easier for the employee. They want to be on a winning team, they want to bust through obstacles, and they want managers who aren't going to dither and waste time making decisions, and managers who will learn from mistakes and make better decisions in the future. And then the final two attributes have to do with personal values of the immediate manager. Employees want their immediate manager to be just and fair, that is, to make decisions about employee-related issues in a fair and just manner, and also to be honest and trustworthy. This gets to the integrity issue, walking the talk. So those are the eight attributes that really comprise the employee-centric manager. This represents the manager that employees would design and build if they had the chance to do so.
Sounds like a tremendous resource, and really appreciate your breaking that down and giving us a summary and background of that book. Today, we're joined by Dr. Jack Wiley. He is the president and CEO of Jack Wiley Consulting, LLC, and also Employee Centricity, LLC, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would briefly discuss the three key attributes managers can begin embracing immediately to boost managerial effectiveness, ratings, and improve employee productivity and retention.
So, interestingly enough, I have ratings on managers on the extent to which they display these attributes. And what I found is that there are three attributes that are most significant in determining their overall effectiveness. Number one, do they listen to their employees? This is part of the support and understanding attribute. Do they listen? Are they a good listener to employees, and do they seek employee input? Number two, are they good at problem solving and decision making? This is kind of busting through the obstacles to work, creating a clearer and smoother pathway for their employees. And number three, do they provide employees with recognition? Recognition typically isn't a pocketbook issue. It's more of an employee appreciation issue. Recognizing employees for the talents and energy and obviously the good productivity they bring, and not taking advantage of employee ideas in the sense of taking credit, but actually making sure that credit is given where credit is due. That short list of things is going to cause managers to have higher performance ratings, to be seen as more effective by their subordinate employees.
Now, getting back to the book, what is unique about the research you conducted for this book?
Right. So being familiar with different leadership theories, what startled me is that there's no leadership theory that's really based entirely on the employee voice. That is, what is it that employees most want from their immediate manager? And so this was the question that I decided to ask a worldwide audience of employees, again, representing 27 countries around the world, which actually accounts for 85% of the world's gross domestic product. So the answers I received in relation to that are completely reliant upon the employee voice, this really represents a new paradigm, a new framework for leadership that is entirely based on the employee experience, not what a researcher has in mind or is trying to prove in the development of a new leadership theory.
Now, another question along these lines, how have the expectations employees have of their managers changed since the onset of the COVID pandemic? That would be some interesting perspective and information there.
Right. Obviously, COVID-19 and the consequences of the pandemic have turned things upside down. What we have found through our research is that there are three things that employees especially want more of from their immediate boss under these conditions of the pandemic. Number one is workload support. What we mean by that is they want their manager to provide more support and guidance with the additional workload that they're dealing with, helping employees sort out their work, managing a workload with fewer employees, supporting them as they have to navigate changes within the organization. That's number one, workload support. Number two is safety. It's about ensuring safety of workers, adhering to health and safety requirements, putting in place those practices that are going to keep people safe. They want more of that from their manager in terms of their following and enforcing safety requirements. And then the third thing on the list would be flexibility, allowing time off without repercussions, allowing employees to have a flexible work schedule, understanding that employees have a lot more demands placed on them under these conditions that might relate to child care, their children's schooling, perhaps care for elderly parents. People are dealing with a lot more issues and stresses in their life as a result of the pandemic. And under those conditions, they're looking for help from their immediate boss.
Dr. Wiley, really do appreciate what you do and for your time spent with us here today. Some great insight and information shared per your expertise. I'm sure listeners are interested to know where they can buy your book and discover more about you and engage to excel.
Right. The quickest way to answer that question is that they can go to my website, www.employeecentricity.com. That'll tell them a little bit more about this movement of understanding what employees most want. And it also will give them a chance to tap a button that will take them right to Engage to Excel, where they can order the book if they're interested in learning more about that. And certainly, I hope they are.
And of course, we'll drop that link within the show notes of this broadcast to make it very convenient for the listeners to locate as well. Dr. Wiley, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the interest. Good luck to you.
And thank you, and you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Jack Wiley, the president and CEO of Jack Wiley Consulting, LLC, and Employee Centricity, LLC. And for all the details, simply visit EmployeeCentricity.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.